Hello, this is Kent Millard, Senior Pastor at St. Louis United Methodist Church. This is an introduction to a guided meditation. Guided meditation is an opportunity for us to use our imaginations as a channel for encountering God. Oftentimes, we think about using our rational minds, and we can do that in reading, thinking, logic. However, God also can come into our lives through our imaginations. So a guided meditation is a time where you will be invited to get quiet and still, and then to use your imagination in a way that may enable God to speak to your heart. I'd like to begin this meditation by asking you to get in a comfortable position. Find a comfortable chair or sofa. If you can sit in sunlight, it's nice. But somewhere where you can completely and totally relax. And when you're in that position, then I invite you to breathe deeply. Just breathe in as deeply as you can, and then slowly exhale. Breathe in, and slowly breathe out. When you breathe in, you might say to yourself, "Be still." And when you exhale, think the words, "And know God," from the verse, "Be still and know that I am God." Just inhale slowly and think the words, "Be still." And when you exhale, think the words, "And know God." When we become still, when we can stop the racing of our minds and just focus on our breath, it's then that we can hear the still, small voice of God. Breathe in and think, "Be still." Breathe out and know God. Be still and know God. Now I'd like to invite you to imagine this. Imagine that at the end of your fingers and at the ends of your toes, there are plugs, little cork-like plugs. At the end of all your fingers and thumbs, at the end of all your toes, can you imagine that there are plugs at the end of your fingers and at the end of your toes? Now, in your imagination, pull out each of the plugs from each of your fingers. Just imagine yourself pulling these plugs out of each finger. You can imagine each finger as you do it if you'd like, and thumb as you pull it out on both hands, and you lay the little plugs aside. And then reach over and take the plugs out of the ends of your toes on your right foot. Just imagine you're taking them all out and laying them aside. And then imagine you take out the plugs at the end of each of your toes on your left foot. Now, when you've done that, imagine that there is a hinge at the back of your head, and that the living Christ comes behind you and he opens up the top of your head. The top of your head just opens up on this hinge. And then imagine that Jesus pours into the top of your head a cleansing liquid. It's a liquid that cleanses everything out. And imagine as this liquid is poured in the top of your head. It takes everything out of your mind that is a worry or a concern. Just imagine any anxieties about family, about health, about finances, about the future. Any concerns you have in your mind, just imagine that this cleansing liquid Jesus pours in cleans it out, and it washes it down. And then imagine that that liquid goes down into your shoulders and through your arms, and it washes out the ends of your fingers because there's no plugs there to stop it from washing out anymore. And you are cleansed. Any pain in your shoulders or neck, any pain in your arms or hands, it's washed out. As it just washes any pain or anxiety or worry out of your mind and your head and your shoulders and your arms and your hands. And Jesus pours more liquid, and it goes down your chest. Any place where there's weakness, where there's been illness, any place in your system where there is pain, this cleansing liquid of Christ comes and washes it clean. It washes it down your hips, down your legs, down your thighs, your calves, then out your feet, then out your toes. Just imagine that this cleansing liquid of Christ washes everything clean in body, mind, and soul. Everything. Guilt from the past, fear of the future, physical illness or ailments, any anxiety, it's all washed out by Christ. Just imagine yourself clean on the inside. Bright, shining, cleansed. And you know what it means when the scripture says, give me a clean heart. Because now you have not only a clean heart, you have a clean body, mind, and soul. Just bask in the joy of being washed clean by the living Lord. There's nothing of pain, nothing dirty, nothing of guilt, shame in your life at all. It's all been cleansed and washed out the ends of your fingers and your toes. You are clean inside. And it feels so good. So good not to carry the burden of pain or illness, fear or guilt. Christ has washed it all away. It's gone. Now I invite you to imagine that after you're completely cleansed, everything is washed away, that you put the plugs back in your toes and your fingers. Imagine reaching over and picking up the plugs and putting one at the end of each of your toes on your right foot. And then putting the little plugs back in on each of the toes of your left foot. And then use your right hand to put in the plugs on your left hand, on your left fingers and thumb. And then use your left hand to put in the plugs on your right hand, your right fingers, and your right thumb. Now you have the little plugs all back in again. And you're completely clean on the inside. Now imagine that Christ has another liquid that he pours in through the top of your head. This is a warm, golden liquid. This is liquid light. It is the love of God that Jesus pours into your life. Just imagine he pours it in and it starts filling up your toes. And you feel this warm liquid filling up your feet. And this warm, loving, liquid light fills up your calves. Jesus pours enough in and it fills up your knees and your thighs. Your legs are completely filled with God's liquid light of love. And then Christ pours more in and it comes all the way up your body. All your internal organs are filled with light. Liquid light of love. It's warm. It's bright. And it fills you up on the inside. It comes into your heart. And your heart loves it. It is warm. It is relaxing. It is peaceful. There's no anxiety in your heart because it has been filled with the living liquid light of God's love. It fills your lungs. And as you breathe deeply, it is as if you're breathing in that liquid light. And then it comes down and fills up your shoulders and down your arms, down your forearms and down into your hands, into the tips of your fingers. Can you imagine this liquid light of love, warm and bright, filling you inside, clear down to the tips of your fingers? And breathe deeply and relax. And enjoy being filled with God's light and love. And imagine it fills your arms down to the tips of your fingers, and then it fills up to your neck. And then Jesus pours more in and it fills up your head. Your head is completely filled with the liquid light of God's love. It is warm. It is beautiful. It is bright. It is shining. And it is love. And you are filled from the tip of your toes to the top of your head with God's liquid light of love. And now you bask in that light. Just imagine that Jesus closes the top of your head now. And you can sit comfortably wherever you are. Just imagining the feeling of being cleansed of everything from the past that was painful, of all feelings of fear. Everything has been washed out. And it's been replaced. It's been replaced with the liquid light of God's love. And breathe deeply. And just enjoy it. Feel it in your heart. Feel it throughout your body. Relax and know what it means to be filled with Christ. And understand what Paul meant when he said, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ is in you. Christ is your hope. Christ is the source of light. Christ fills you with his love. Set in peace and relax in the light. Our loving God, we thank you and praise you for this moment. This moment of cleansing and of filling. We thank you for cleansing us, forgiving us, washing out all the pain of life, and making us clean again. And we thank you for filling us, full to overflowing, with the liquid light of your love. May we carry this image from our imagination with us into the future, coming back frequently to this place. And whenever we find ourselves burdened, carrying fear or guilt or pain, may we come here once again to be cleansed and to be filled. We thank you, O God, for the cleansing and filling power that comes to us in Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen.